LeBron, what makes a zone tough to deal with when you haven't worked against it?
It makes you stagnant. You know, that's it gets you out of rhythm. You know, it slows down dribble penetration, makes you shoot a lot of contested jump shots. And, you know, I've seen a lot of it. I've seen their zone a lot of it. So, you know, when you're not ready for it, it's definitely challenging. But, you know, we found a way to kind of break it down. We got shots we won, and it was great to get some work against it in a preseason game.
Coach said you guys at least will learn something from this. What do you think it'll be for the team?
Well, you just move the ball, and you got to, you know, you try to dribble penetrate, hit gaps, and find open shooters. You know, the best thing for a zone, you got to get a guy in the middle to kind of flatten out the defense against the zone and then attack it from there. But it's a great learning experience. It's great to go against it, you know, in a game situation. We've been playing against our own zone in practice, but it's a little different against a team that kind of plays it all the time. So it was good work.
Brian, you look like from the get-go, you were just trying to get everybody involved, trying to make sure like Kyrie got a feel. Was that your mindset?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, you just try to make an impact in ways, more ways than one. You know, for me, scoring is not – I can impact the game in more ways than just scoring and, you know, try to defend, you know, get guys involved, and it allowed us to get back into the game.
Do you think that zone that everybody's going to – Dallas, you think that's going to be – they think that's going to be a weakness for you guys?
No, I don't think so. You know, we have – one of our zone busters not playing tonight in Kevin Love, so we're not worried about it.
Defensively, LeBron, the energy didn't seem to be there in the first quarter. They really jumped on you, and then again at the beginning of the third quarter. What weren't you guys doing defensively?
Well, I think early on we were a little too passive. Against a team like this, they're going to challenge you defensively. If it's not top three or four best offenses in the league, then you don't get no better than Rick Carlisle offense. So it was definitely a great challenge for our young guys, a great challenge for all of us. We already said before, we're defensively a little behind, but this is a great test to go against an offense like that. You're not going to see many offenses like that is going to attack your defense. So first quarter, we're a little passive on our pick and roll defense. On the first possession of the game, we allowed Jameer to get an and one, you know, because we're a little passive. We let Monte come off when he got a wide open three because we didn't show on a pick and roll. And in the third quarter, I think more than anything defensively was our turnovers. I turned the ball over three or four times that I can't do that. I mean, allowed them to get out on the break. So, you know, we got to take care of the ball a little bit better.
Can you tell us about you kind of collided with the ref there in the first quarter? It looked like you were on your way to maybe catching a passing transition and he got in your way. Or...
Yeah.
Well, I told you.
What do you want me to say?
What happened?
You told me what just happened. I was running a wing and collided with the ref. You know, he's part of the game too. The refs are part of the game.
LeBron, how tough is it of all the different lineups you're seeing? I don't think that the big three has really played together for an extended period of time, and here we are five games in. How concerning is that?
I don't want to say concerning. It's just how it kind of worked out. You know, Kai went down right before the Brazil trip, and it kind of all worked out. Did I mean my schedule has always kind of been his plan? You know. Play, you know, sit out. Plan on Monday and sit out the last game. And you know, you kind of want. We definitely want to get some work. And, you know, we've had work in practice, but you want to get some work in the game situation too. But the rhythm for us three was going to have to come throughout the regular season, anyways. You know, even with preseason games, if we had played all seven together, we still need to go through things throughout the regular season and see what we like, what we don't like as a unit. You know, so it's not concerning. You know, I think. More than anything, being healthy going into the regular season and letting us figure it out on the fly is better.
Since it'll be your last game Monday, would you want to play in the fourth quarter? Would you want to see how far, you know, see what that feels like?
I don't need to play in the fourth quarter to see what a fourth quarter feel like. I've been in a lot of them, so it doesn't really matter.
How did Kyrie look tomorrow?
He looked fresh. He looked good. Early on, obviously, you know, getting back on the floor, you know, he said it felt a little fast, but that's just, it comes with the territory. When you sit out a few games, you kind of get out of rhythm, but the same Kyrie looks great.
LeBron, when you collided with the ref, you were rubbing your hip a little bit after. Did you just land awkwardly or a little hurt?
Yeah, just, you know, me running at full speed and sliding across the hardwood is not a good thing, so, but I'm fine.
You got the worst of that.
Yeah, that's the second time I collided with Derrick Richardson, too, by the way. Yeah, and I think I've got the worst of them both times.
Dave Ladd was talking about, you know, Carlisle zone, but how much zone have you guys practice and how much do you expect to implement this year?
I don't know if it's something that we will always go to. I think it'd be something that you kind of get teams off balance. And, you know, I think he's been preaching it. He wants to do it at times. I think it's great to kind of get teams off balance that has a good rhythm, you know, or teams that can't shoot the ball as well as, you know, the Mavericks. Kind of throw that out there, kind of get them off rhythm. But obviously Dallas has been playing it for years now. I mean, they played against us in the finals, you know, so it's something that they have in their back pocket.